Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez with you for an hour of information about your home. Anything you need my help with, pick up the phone right now and call us at 803-0930. Our subject this Saturday morning, other than anything that you want to bring up, is we're going to delve into the topic of, is your house haunted, as we celebrate Halloween? And if you have any suspicions of hauntings in your house, we'd like to hear about them. I'm going to go through a list of things that you need to identify or look for to maybe figure out whether your house is haunted or not. So we'll have some fun with that. And we'll, of course, we'll mix in all of your home improvement questions this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Hey, I need to tell you that the new calendar for our cooking school is up on our website, cortez.net. And we've got two more classes in 2022 to tell you about. November 7th, we're going to Bologna, and we're going to learn how to make tagliatelle bolognese, and also prosciutto parmigiano and balsamic tasting. That's the 7th of November. On the 5th of December, we have holiday traditions, and then the new calendar starts. Our first stop is Veneto, January 9th. Then we travel to Milan on February 6th. March 6th, folks, get ready for this one. We are going to our family's region of Italy, Puglia, and we're going to make orecchiette barese, which is one of our staples in the Cortez household. That's March the 6th. April the 3rd, we're going to Piedmont. May the 1st, we're going to take you to Amalfi. And get ready for this one, June the 5th. Pizza workshop, and we're going to make that outside. We're going to have an outdoor pizza oven, and we're going to entertain you outside. This is the upcoming schedule for the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School with our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente, from Cipollina's Restaurant. Go to cortez.net and register today. The November 7th class just has a couple spots open. That's the Bologna class. Bologna, La Grassa, Italy's gastronomic center, land of Parmigiano and prosciutto, tagliatelle bolognese, prosciutto parmigiano, and balsamic tasting. That's the 7th of November. Couple spots left in that. And also December the 5th, holiday traditions. We're going to make the Feast of Seven Fishes for classic holiday desserts as well. So that's coming up on the 5th of December, the last two classes of this year. And again, as I said, the classes for next year all up at cortez.net. So 803-0930, that's the number for you here this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio as we talk about, is your house haunted? And I found an interesting article about the subject that we're going to cover and talk about as we explore the subject matter. And, you know, the issues at hand, signs that you may make you believe your house is haunted. How about reoccurring electrical power problems? Flickering lights, a classic, right, in horror movies. But they can be often logically explained as an electrical issue. However, There are some times when ongoing electrical appliance and power draining issues are a potential sign that there are energies in the house playing around. Electrical problems, even after having an electrician address the issues, phone batteries that won't stay charged at home but are fine elsewhere, and appliances randomly turning on and off are all things to look for, reoccurring electrical problems. How about unexplained noises at the same time of day or night? A creaky house is common, of course, certainly if it's an older one, especially if you have issues perhaps with foundation settling, loose plaster falling, the typical things you'd see in an older house. But if you're hearing consistent noises that you can't quite explain at similar times of day or night, well, it could be something else. Sometimes the noises will happen at very specific times, and they'll feel like they're almost in response to something else. Happening to you? How about this one? Strange smells. Yeah, smells that don't appear tied to anyone or anything around could be from another energy in the home. Think the smell of cigar smoke, even though you're a lifetime non-smoker, or the smell of coffee, even though there's no one drinking any. Well, that could be an energy. Feeling of being watched. Yeah, that eerie feeling that you're being watched could be because you're not quite alone. However, not all hauntings are a deceased person or energy tied to the house. There are times when a deceased friend or relative is checking in during moments of particular happiness, sadness, or stress. These are those moments when you feel that they are close and you feel that they're watching. How about dreams? It's hard to distinguish whether a dream is tied to what's happening in your home and can easily be dismissed as just a dream. But if you're dreaming about a person you've never met, it may be tied to other things going on in your house. Dream visitations are common for hauntings. Shadows, visions, and apparitions. Plenty of people will swear they witnessed a haunting when they saw an apparition of a person before them when they're wide awake. And others will recollect shadows that can't be attributed to people or objects. These are hard to both prove and disprove, so it's up to you to believe whether you saw something or not, but it may be a haunting. And if you want to share your stories about what you might suspect is haunting in your house, 803-0930. When we come back, we're going to talk about, can you sell a haunted house? And we're going to talk about home renovations that sometimes spur a haunting. I can tell you, in all of our years of home renovation, I have one story that comes to mind of an actual issue that we had that was unexplained. And we'll talk about that too. Participate in the program. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Cortez, your man for home improvement. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton and say hello to Santo Tomasine. Santo, the manager of the Kenton branch. Hey, Santo, how are you?
Doing well, Dominic. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. We've got some rate changes to talk about, and we also have some exciting news to talk about with a fixed rate for home equity. Let's start with the variable rate. What's that right now?
So the variable rate is going to be at prime, but we do offer a 12-month fixed option for the first 12 months of 4.5%.
Okay. Now, what if we want to go 5 or 15 years on a home equity? Can we get a fixed rate for that?
Yeah, at the end of the 12 months, I'd recommend taking advantage of that 4.5%. Then we can definitely lock you in at anywhere from 5 to 15 years at prime plus 0.5%.
Okay, what would that be right now?
About 6.75.
Okay, so a little higher than we'd like to see, but still you can fix your rate, control your payment by going that option. But right now we're at 4.5 on the variable?
Yep, for the first 12 months, yep.
Fixed at 4.5, and then you can talk about what to do with it after the 12 month. So that's I guess, encouraging to know that we have that option. Of course, there's no cost at all with the home equity line of credit. No application, no appraisal, no closing costs. And it's very easy and quick to process. Isn't that true, Santo?
Absolutely. It's a pretty seamless process. Everything takes place for you in the branch with your banker. We're industry experts here when it comes to lending in the Western New York and Chautauqua County area. So I welcome anyone to give any branch a call or stop in to see a banker today.
Okay. And what about, real quick, if you can talk about mortgage rates, how are they doing?
They're on the rise a little bit. Hopefully we see them start leveling off, but 30-year right now is a little under 7%, unfortunately.
Okay. So rates are rising, but still the best bank to deal with for your mortgages and your home equity is Lakeshore Savings Bank. For 131 years of putting people first, the phone number there, Santo,
is 716-898-2010.
One more time, Santo.
It's 716-898-2010.
And as I just said, for 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Hi, Steve Tasker here for West Hur Toyota in Orchard Park and West Hur Toyota in Williamsville. You know, big wins in October make everything just a little bit better. So whether you're in the North Towns or the South Towns, you can win big at West Hur Toyota. Whether you want a great new Toyota or a quality pre-owned vehicle, stop in today. At West Hur Toyota in Orchard Park or West Hur Toyota in Williamsville, they always offer you the best option for you personally, along with award-winning customer service to back it up. So get your name on a beautiful new 2022 or 2023 Toyota today, like a new 2022 Toyota Highlander, a new 2022 Toyota RAV4, a new 2022 Toyota Corolla, or a new 2023 Toyota Camry. And for a pre-owned vehicle, you can't do better than a certified pre-owned Toyota. There's never been a better time to go pre-owned than right now. You can't lose in October at West Hur Toyota in Orchard Park and West Hur Toyota in Williamsville. So come see why we say it's not just a Toyota, it's a West Hur Toyota.
Welcome to West Hur, New York.
The cold climate heat pump is the healthier, cleaner way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, it's me again, your heat pump. Just wanted to point out that there's no need for fossil fuels in this house since I'm here, which means a lower risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. Hey, it's me again. I kept thinking, no fossil fuels and the air is filtered. Aren't we the best thing that happened to each other?
It's healthier. It's cleaner. It says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Hey, folks, are you interested in perhaps considering new windows for your home or perhaps a new door? Well, I want to send you to my friends at Big L Windows and Doors and have you check out the Marvin window line and the Therma-True door line. Yep, my friends at Big L will help you evaluate the project. They will help you select the right products for you, whether it's the Essential Marvin window, the Elevate Marvin window, or the Signature Marvin window. They have them all. They will certainly consult with you on cost and arrange for installation and offer you the total trust guarantee, which means that if you ever have a problem, they'll be there for you. They've been around a long time and they're there to service you. Their address is 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, 2727 William Street, right near the thruway. 716-895-8484, BigLWindows.com. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Assemblyman Angelo Morinello is the fighter we need in Albany. He's fought for record funding for our police departments. He suspended the gas tax and increased rebate checks for homeowners to fight inflation. And Assemblyman Angelo Morinello restored funding for veterans counseling services. Whether he's working in the district or voting in Albany, Assemblyman Angelo Morinello will always put our families first.
Paid for by Judge Angelo Morinello for Assembly.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, October 29th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hey, folks, I'm here to talk to you about some interesting programs at my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Right now, we've got a 50% off on a 15-point garage door and opener inspection. That's right, 15-point garage door and opener inspection, 50% off that. Now, with the winter weather coming, it's a great time to have your garage door and opener inspected. Regular cost for our 15-point inspection is $69.99. And if you call and mention that you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, you're going to get that for $34.99, which is 50% off. The 15-point inspection is a very thorough top to bottom inspection of your garage door and your opener to make sure it is working properly. Here's the number to call, 716-715-6927. 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Be sure to ask for that 50% garage door and opener inspection discount right now. Hey, it pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hammer Time. 1020 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. As we touch our toe into the subject, is your house haunted? You know, a house with a reputation for ghostly apparitions or violent spirits may be harder to sell, but it's still possible to sell your home, especially if you've kept the property up to date and you're likely to find a fair share of buyers who won't care about that spooky occurrence. More than one-third of Americans that are surveyed say they would be willing to purchase a haunted house if it had modern renovations and appliances. Do you agree with that? Well, if you kept your house's haunted status to yourself, in most cases, you may prefer not to say anything about it if it's at the seller's discretion or to your real estate agent. However, there are at least four states that specifically mention paranormal activity in their laws about requiring seller disclosures. And yes, New York State is one of them. However, many more states require reporting a known murder, death, or violent crime if it occurred on the property. Disclosing a death on the property could turn some buyers off, but others won't be bothered by it as well. Work with your agent to frame any stigmatic disclosures and in the best possible light because, you know, as they say, some people may be drawn to that. If your house is haunted to the point that it's kind of famous, yeah, you may find that leaning into that spooky aspect can get you more. Okay. And, you know, here's this. In January of this year, Home Advisor survey of recent home buyers, 6% said they'd be willing to pay above market value to live in a haunted house. Do you agree with that? 803-0930. If you'd like to talk about haunted houses or your house, that's what we're going to do this Saturday morning as we travel first to Lockport and say good morning to Jack. Good morning, Jack. You're on WBEN.
Morning, Dominic.
How are you?
Okay, good. I want to talk about gutters. Only thing haunting my gutters is all the leaves.
There you go. That's a common theme anyway, right now.
Right. And I just had it actually cleaned the other day, but I'm getting a little tired of it, and I want to put something on to keep the leaves out.
Yeah.
You had mentioned a few weeks ago you talked about if you get something like leaf filter or gutter guard or whatever, you have to be careful. And I just want to know just what
sure.
I'd be looking
So the for. Issue at hand here is if we install, spend the money to install gutter guards, we want to make sure we don't have an ice problem that could destroy them. So first and foremost, we need to assess whether we're experiencing excessive ice in the winter months. If you do not have any heat loss and therefore ice formation problem, my product of choice that I'd like to recommend is a gutter guard called Leaf, L-E-A-F, Relief, R-E-L-I-E-F. It's a very simple and fairly inexpensive gutter guard. And simplicity is kind of key here. Nothing too fancy about it. It has two slotted lines, and it snaps into the top of the gutter. And with the little zip screws, you attach it to hold it in place. Very easy to install, very more affordable than most. And easy to remove if you ever needed to for whatever reason. I have found at home that it works great. The leaves blow right off of it. But you do get some, especially the maple seedlings, you know, the helicopters, they get stuck right in the little slots. And over time, you will actually get a little maple tree growing right there. So that's a little bit of an annoyance. And maybe you wouldn't see that in the helmet-shaped ones, but those cost a lot more.
Okay, so a leaf release.
Right, right.
Okay. Now, if I want to replace gutters, I should replace them and then put that with it?
Yeah, so good follow-up. What we want to make sure of with our gutters is that they are continually pitched and draining properly. So that's the rain side of the equation. The problem with gutters is they catch everything else as well as rainwater. But having them have a belly or a low spot or not be properly attached to the fascia where they're not tight fitting could lead to, you know, leakage and water spillage and water infiltrating down to the foundation. So having good pitch on your gutters, consistent and uninterrupted, and well-located downspouts where, you know, the water's going to drain quickly away and not be kind of held in the gutter because there's so much volume, those are keys to considering replacing your gutters. So consistent pitch, properly attached, and downspout locations are all key to that. And then, of course, the gutter guards would go hand-in-hand with new gutters.
Okay, yeah, that's good advice, because the gutters I have now on one side of the house, I have the problem where water tends to accumulate on one side.
Yeah, that's not unusual, and that can happen with aging gutters, you know, especially if you had ice problems in the past. You can get sagging as a result of that. You actually could actually be experiencing some fascia rot or rafter tail rot that would lead to the gutter spikes not being able to hold the gutter any longer, so that would cause the gutters to pull away. That kind of inspection is vital to have when you're talking about replacing your gutters, just to make sure that when we reinstall new gutters, that we get good attachment.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, good question, Jack. Thanks for calling in. Jack's line is now available. 803-0930 as we play with the subject, is your house haunted? And when we come back after the bottom of the hour news break, we're going to talk about how to live in a haunted house. And I'm going to share the story of the one haunting we experienced on a Cortez construction renovation project. Our next stop, though, is Batavia. And Ray, good morning. We're at your house.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Ray.
Could you explain repainting kitchen cabinets? I have old cabinets now. My wife wants to turn them white.
Okay.
What's involved? What should I look for? And how dirty does it get in the process?
Okay, so a lot of this work could be done outside of the house. If you're going to do it yourself, I would take the doors off and bring them out into the garage, and you could do the sanding there. You do want to take the old varnish finish off, so that you can get to bare wood, therefore getting better adherence to the new paint that you're going to use. The face frames, however, you'll have to sand in place so that you don't have to take your cabinets down. So that's going to produce some dust. You want to get to the bare wood. You want to get that varnish finish off so that you can get better adherence. And I would recommend an enamel paint, and you can use a latex enamel. Enamel is going to give you the most wearability, and if you're looking for a high gloss, that would be also a key to an enamel paint. It's a very popular project because you can get a whole new look for your kitchen without having to replace the cabinets, especially if they're in good shape. You also could consider replacing the knobs, so the whole kitchen will look new.
All righty. I'm not really interested in my wife is, so it's going to be haunted after this project is done. Because I can't imagine how much dust is going to be created by standing inside the house.
Well, again, the key to that is to minimize the amount of sanding you do inside by taking the doors out. The face frames are, unfortunately, you know, going to be part of the inside sanding. But if you do that with a sanding block and maybe have a vacuum on the ready to pick up what you sand as you sand it, that may minimize the amount of dust in the house.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Okay, Ray. Enjoy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
Happy Halloween.
It. Yeah, same to you. Ray's line is now available. Again, you know the number. It's 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's a 1-800-616-WBEN and the Volkswagen of Orchard Park Tech Board. Open and running, 716-803-0930. How long before we're having the 624? We'll be actually have a new area code. You may know about that. So living in a haunted house, laying down the ground rules to having a guest in your house is what we're going to talk about when we come back. And I'll share our story about a haunting that we had on a job at Cortez Construction. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio. It is coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. More of Hammer Time Radio right after this. Hey, folks, do you know how you can instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, how about natural light and fresh air? That's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer you natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being, too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get to know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Stop in on Seneca Street. Stop in on Sheridan Transit. Stop in at Delaware and Sheridan. Tell them Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
I'm Congressman Lee Zeldin, running to be your next governor. Early voting begins on October 29th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. This is your opportunity to save our state. If you're sick and tired of the attacks on our freedoms, wallets, public safety, and kids' education, make your voice heard by voting on row C for the Conservative Party candidates. Kathy Hochul and her socialist allies have New York headed straight off the cliff. They've enacted radical policies that protect criminals and punish law-abiding citizens. Hochul has ignored New York's hardworking families who are struggling to make ends meet. Make your voice heard by voting for your conservative candidates where it counts most on Row C, the conservative line. Paid for by Zeldin for New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS shoes and orthotics. It's summer and time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain with expertly made and American crafted casual shoes, sandals, and sneakers. You don't need to sacrifice quality and comfort for summertime sandals and sneakers at affordable prices. Love your feet again at SAS shoes, located conveniently at the Transit Town Plaza. Also, listen in as we talk to experts from People Inc. as they share information on the many programs People Inc. has to offer. People Inc. has programs to help seniors and all people become contributing and active members in their communities. Learn about these programs and more by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11.
Hey, it's Bowerly with some essential information for people who need plumbing help now. We've all been there. You flush, the water starts rising, the sump pump quits on you, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. When you do, call my guy, Don, at Plumbing Help Now. Don's a master plumber. He has been for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. Call Don from Plumbing Help Now. Write down this number, 861-7337, 861-7337, plumbinghelpnow.net.
Violent crime, soaring taxes, record inflation. Sean Ryan's policies are making things worse. Sean Ryan supports cashless bail, rising heating bills, and an unaffordable Western New York. Ed Rath will make Western New York safer and more affordable. Rath will support law enforcement, lower middle-class taxes, and reduce energy bills. Vote to make New York safer, stronger, and more affordable. Vote Ed Rath for State Senate.
Paid for by Ed Rath for Senate.
Hey, folks, how do you increase the value of your house? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my good friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City will offer you a beautiful glass enclosure for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. For over 50 years, Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City right now at 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into Wurlitzer Park and say hi to them there, or come see a mini version of their showroom at the Come Home to Cortez showroom on Main Street in Clarence. We have all their products on display. Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. 1037 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese here with you at 803-0930. Pick up the phone, anything around the house that needs my attention. As we talk about, is your house haunted? And when we're going to talk about how to live in a haunted house, and I'm going to share my story of a one time that I remember are my men complaining about a haunting. But let's first go to Tonawanda and say hey to Sue. Good morning, Sue. You're next.
Hi, how are you?
Good, dear. How are you today?
Good, good. What I'm wondering about is, you know, years ago, people used to put a pour a concrete slab, and then they put a roof over just to have a, you know, like an outdoor patio covered thing.
Right.
And my son's house has this type of thing, and I was saying it, you know, it used to be not that hard to enclose it to have a 3 to 4 season room.
Right.
Is that a lot more complicated now with different codes and so forth?
Well, the only code implication really that would be at play here would be the foundation.
Okay.
There would be a foundation necessary for an enclosed structure. So if we had the posts at the corner, if they were properly piered and had their own foundations to support the roof, then infilling between those posts and between the posts and the house would be what would have to be excavated, cut, the concrete cut, and then excavated. We do this all the time, actually.
It doesn't seem like it's that, you know, rocket science.
Right.
Yeah.
And with a sunroom that, and our product line is Better Living, with a Better Living product line, you can enclose a open patio roof and leave everything else in place. The ceiling of the roof, the house siding could all stay in place.
Right, yeah. Right. All right. So you usually have to, I'm just thinking, I don't have a picture of it, but you have to, like, cut the edge of the concrete.
Correct. We'd have to dig a trench 12 inches wide and 4 feet deep. You live in town of Tonawanda?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mike Oliver is going to have something to say about the design of that foundation. But we would follow the protocols for the state, and they would issue a permit, and okay. So everything would be done by the book.
Yeah, and I mean, is that like, do you save like 20% if you've already got your...
So yeah, you're saving a lot because the roof's in place, so really you're just paying for the foundation and the walls.
Yeah, but still, that's probably, I don't know, what would you...
How big is it?
Oh, it's like 30 by...
Oh my gosh.
15?
That's big. So the other option you have would be not to enclose at all. You know, you could enclose half of it and leave half open.
Yes.
So that's another option you have.
Right.
Yeah. Nick could come over and give you a free estimate. So anytime you'd like, just give Alyssa a call at the office and she can send Nick out.
All right. Super.
Okay.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking? Because when we sold my parents' house in Clarence, they had a slab sunroom. And I think they were saying you might have to do a crawl space.
No.
Nothing like that.
No. Sure. It could still be on a slab. You just need the foundation to support the walls.
Foundation. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, dear. Thanks for the call. Sue's line is now available, 803-0930. A texter's writing, what is the process for painting floor tile in a bathroom? Well, there isn't one. You never want to do that. It would be equivalent to applying nail polish to your nails, right? It's going to look good until it starts to wear. And then it's going to wear off as you walk on it. So no, you never want to apply paint to a floor tile. Now, there are ways to recoat wall tile. There's an epoxy process that kind of creates some etching to get better adherence. And you very well could have some success with coating over wall tile, but never would that work on a floor tile because of the walking component. Okay, so let's say you live in a haunted house, and just because you're determined that you're going to live in that house, we need to talk about some ground rules. So yeah, laying down ground rules to your guests. It may feel silly, but you have to tell the haunts in your house that what is appropriate and what's not appropriate. Yeah, just like you would with a disruptive human house guest. In areas of your home where events may occur most, talk to the space and lay down some rules. For example, that spirit can't scare the children while they're sleeping, or they can't mess with electronics anymore because the battery keeps dying on your phone. Okay, you can take that for what it's worth. Give a verbal warning about renovations. I'll lead into our story after this. In the same manner you told your ghost to stop showing up in the kids' rooms at night, give them a verbal heads up when you're doing work on the house. It can be helpful to explain that you're here to take care of the house, and in order to do that, you'll be making some updates. And that could be a way to gloss things over. So what happened is we were doing a major renovation at a house in Lockport. It was an addition we were building over the garage. The house was not that old. It was probably maybe in the 25 to 30 year range. And interesting enough, multiple reports from different men, unsolicited, came in that there was something creepy going on. And what it was generally the feeling of a draft when there was nothing open, and something brushing by you, and a door that kept opening. So I never witnessed it myself, but I had that report come in from two men that were working on the job at different times. So they really weren't there at the same time. So yeah, so that happened, and that's really the only story I have. Can you believe that? After all the years in this industry, that is the only story I have to tell about working in a house that may have been haunted. So anyway, if you'd like to share your story, we still have time for that, 803-0930. A couple other things to tell you about how to live in a haunted house. Another one is... Don't use sage in your house unless it's part of your cultural heritage. Smudging, or the act of burning sage and other plants in an effort to clear negative energy, is a sacred medicinal practice in some Native American cultures and isn't best used at random. A lot of people think that they can run around with some crystals and sage and clear the house of spirits, but that is not a thing, according to what I'm reading here. Contact a professional. Now, if you're unsure what to do next, you may want to bring in a medium, a ghost hunter, or some other form of clairvoyant, but you may not get the outcome you want if you can't really dial things up. And you've seen that with clients on both good and bad ways. It's better to maybe just live with it as it is. Cleaning the house regularly, explaining that you're there to take care of the house, as we talked about with renovations, can help keep a spirit at ease. But then you need to keep up with the with your end of the bargain, keeping the house clean and making repairs as needed. Also, looking up the history of your house might be valuable. Not all energies and spirits are former residents, but knowing a bit more about the house could help you understand the space better. If you do care about hauntings, you do need to care about the history. Look up the history of your home and look at its records. If you know the history, it may tell you something about who lived there and, of course, help you take better care of the house. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. We can certainly talk about a haunted component in your house, and that would be the ductwork that travels through your basement. Inside of that ductwork, who knows what we might find, right? It needs to carry clean, warm, heated indoor air to warm you through the winter months. But maybe there's some things lurking and hiding down in there. Dust mites, dust mite feces, dead animal parts. Yeah, you need to get all that cleaned out. The only way to do that is to have my friends at Indoor Professionals come over. With the patented column duct cleaning system, they'll blast all that out. They'll leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel, and they'll also hook you up with a high-capacity dehumidifier and a medical-grade air purifier. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it certainly is haunted. We haven't talked a lot lately about some of the larger findings, like a kind of a slimy pet iguana. We found one. We found a salmon. Here's the amazing thing. Of the 54,000 homes we've done, we find a dead mouse, bird, squirrel in one in every 10 homes. That's
sure,
because they go after the food. And, of course, the biggest source of food is the fact that you and I and every other human being on the planet sheds 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. So people go, what is this gray fur inside my ductwork? You know,
yep.
Well, now you know.
683-3000, get ready to dial that number in the 716. As Peter tells us about the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount that only you can get.
All right, so you mentioned the April Air High Capacity Dehue. I talked to the manufacturers in Wisconsin, by the way, yesterday, and they said that the $100 rebate they're offering, as long as it's postmarked by November 14th. So that only gives us like this Saturday and next to order one of those. I mean, we have them in stock, but to get one set up and delivered. Plus, we're offering $250 off. So that's $350 off total for the April Air High Capacity Dehue. And then we have the new compact Healthway Medical Grade Air Purifier that covers 300 to 500 square feet. Is we have selling for only $449. Like, that's a good
wow.
Christmas present.
Excellent
yeah.
pricing.
And then we have the most popular deluxe, like you guys have in your house, covers 1,200 square feet. That one is $300 off. And then, of course, the Super V one that fits on your furnace is $500 off. And
okay.
then duct cleaning, you can still save $90 to $150 off, depending on the size of your home. But you want to, you know, we're about a month out on the schedule, unless you have special needs, asthma, allergies, sinus, or worse, and we can put you on a priority move-up list.
716-683-3000, best pricing for you is only available by calling right now. Hammer Time Radio discounts. Got IAP? Get it today.
Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, here to recommend SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Seasons are changing, and so should your shoes. I'll be at SAS Shoes this Saturday to celebrate big savings at their Change of Season sale on now. So join me this Saturday from noon to 2 at SAS Shoes in the Transitown Plaza at their Change of Season sale. You'll find savings up to 75% off throughout SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. So come on in. I'll be there from noon to 2 at the Transitown Plaza and walk out with some of the most fashionable shoes of the season.
Sandy Magnano knows how hard it is to afford gas and groceries, to stay on top of utilities and car payments, to feel safe in our communities. That's why she's running for assembly. Sandy will cut taxes and tackle inflation. Sandy will repeal cashless bail and support police. And Sandy will deliver the funding our students need to thrive in the classroom.
Paid for by Sandy for Assembly.
With the high cost of gas and groceries, families are making difficult choices. At Isaac, we believe you shouldn't have to hold on to an old, inefficient furnace because it costs. Experience an improved home comfort this winter with Isaac. The easy choice to save on a new furnace and your energy bills. Get a Rheem furnace installed this fall for payments as low as $69 a month. Isaac is the easy choice for home comfort. Visit isaacheating.com today.
I'm Congressman Lee Zeldin, running to be your next governor. Early voting begins on October 29th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. This is your opportunity to save our state. If you're sick and tired of the attacks on our freedoms, wallets, public safety, and kids' education, make your voice heard by voting on Row C for the Conservative Party candidates. Kathy Hochul and her socialist allies have New York headed straight off the cliff. They've enacted radical policies that protect criminals and punish law-abiding citizens. Hochul has ignored New York's hardworking families who are struggling to make ends meet. Make your voice heard by voting for your conservative candidates where it counts most on Row C, the conservative line. Paid for by Zeldin for New York.
Hey, you've heard me talk about Ava Roofing for some time now and how I feel about their excellent work. Well, I'm not alone, folks. Western New Yorkers have shouted from the rooftops and proclaimed Ava Roofing as the best roofing company in the Best of 716 poll. Congratulations, Ava. Now, when you call Ava, you get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing, an expert foreman on every job, and a 10-year labor warranty on every roof. Call 716-343-ROOF. 716-343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. You can schedule your appointment online. And also, you can learn more about the third annual roof giveaway. More on that in the weeks ahead. No purchase is necessary. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:52 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. It's sunny and 50 degrees in Buffalo. And good morning and happy Halloween. 803-0930 as we travel to Chickawaga and say good morning to Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I thought I would share this with you because I was on hold with Tom Bowerly. And when I did talk with Tom, I told him about a phone call I got about a year ago. So last time I talked with Bowerly. I was told that my mother was dying. She died from complications of COVID.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, my mother has shown herself several times since then, including at my nephew's wedding, which she had on 716.
How did she show herself?
Well, I'm going to just say this. She showed herself to him. Now, I'm not unfamiliar with the Catholic Church, and I know quite a few priests, and I've had some very special moments, supernatural moments with them, and the spiritual realm is very much alive and quite well. My brother died April 20th, 2013. That morning, I had a visitation from two angels, and an hour later, my sister-in-law called me and told me my brother was shutting down, and later on that day at Mercy Hospital, he died. So this isn't anything new.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having problems with an unsettled spirit, I would just suggest two things. I would develop a small prayer life at the very least. I have a very mm-hmm. extensive prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
But, some prayers in the morning and in the afternoon mm-hmm. or the evening before you go to bed is very helpful.
A little bit
of reading
yeah.
of the Bible is good. And yeah. then contacting somebody in the clergy to bless the home.
What you're saying right now, Bob, is what a texter just wrote in. The texter writes, ghosts are either departed souls looking for prayer to be delivered from purgatory or demons. There are no other choices. Demons will not listen to our requests. Clairvoyance won't help. If your house is haunted, get a priest to assess. It may be resolved by a house blessing or an actual exorcism.
Well, just remember one thing. Saints are people that are active on the other side. And if you remember the Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah showed themselves. Peter, James, and John saw the, I would say, spirits, because Moses died, but Elijah got on the chariot and went to heaven. So, quite frankly, you know, this is before the crucifixion and the death of Jesus. Heaven is very much alive and is quite well and very active. And I'll leave you with this one last thought. You know, the very beginning of December 2010, they forgot to check the weather report for the New York State Thruway. Did they really forget to check the weather report, or did somebody get into an argument with one of our senators' office and said, you're on the wrong path, and to prove it, they'll forget the check. So God bless you, Dominic.
Okay.
Have a very beautiful week.
Well, thank you for your call, Bob. Let's move along to Buffalo and say hello to Jane. Good morning, Jane. You're next.
Hi, Dominic. I just have a quick story. We moved back into my childhood home to take care of my dad after my mom passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he passed away, we live in the house, and there's two parlors, the front parlor and the regular parlor. So we were sitting in the regular parlor watching television, and my husband had a set of studio speakers that need electricity to operate.
Okay.
And those speakers were set up in the front room, but they were not connected. I can still remember the wires were on the floor, and the speakers were up on a stand. And music, loud like kind of heavy metal music started coming over the speakers just for maybe, you know, not even 10 seconds.
Hmm.
So we're looking at each other and I'm saying, well, how could this even happen? He didn't know. And so it stopped and nothing. And then it happened again. And this time it went on a little bit longer. And we really were looking at each other. The hair on the back of, you know, my neck is standing up. And I looked into the front room and I said, Dad, if that's you, please stop. You're scaring us. And then it didn't happen after that.
Hmm. Did he like heavy metal music?
No, but he was a jokester. You know, somebody that would kind of ring, you know, shake your chain or however you want to say it.
So did he die at home?
No, he didn't. No, but it's funny you say that because I looked up the history of the house. And in that front parlor, the original family that in 1897, the person that was left after, that had the house built, she was actually waked in that front parlor.
Interesting.
Where mm-hmm. that music came from.
Mm-hmm. So the house was from the turn of the century.
Yeah, 1897.
Wow. Yeah. So inevitably, over an age of a home being that old, you know, it's somewhat more likely or possible that someone passed away or, as you say, was waked there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I didn't. We don't feel like we're haunted. It was just.
So after you told Dad to stop, he never did it again.
He didn't do it again.
Okay. Well, that's what one of the things I suggested. They said in the article I was reading is to make some ground rules. So you set the ground rules and you set them straight.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. So we'll end with a texter who's writing in about a structural question. They're planning on having a canvas awning installed, and it's an L-shaped house requiring roof hardware installation. What are concerns with the roof structure, roof rail structure? So it's an interesting and complicated roof rail that would be required to infill an L-shaped, especially if there's wide overhangs. You'll have to decide which way you want the awning to pitch, and that would be where the rail would mount to the fascia or below the fascia if it can be mounted between a header and the overhang against the building wall. That would probably be the most ideal because that way you can mount on the side underneath the overhang as well, as opposed to having to mount to the fascia on the other L leg, which will be a little bit more complicated to do. So yes, mounting to the house wall below an overhang would be my ideal scenario in recommending how to mount a canvas awning rail, or consider maybe doing our retractable awnings, because then you don't have to worry about any of that, and it goes away in the winter. You put it away in the winter, and you don't have to worry about it till the spring. Okay, well, happy Halloween, and enjoy the holiday tomorrow, and enjoy the Bills game. We'll see you there. Go Bills, and always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.